Well, they actually did it. I've been warning people on YouTube for 5 months with millions of views, telling people that the blueprint blocking technology was coming, and the first state of many just passed it. It's going to require your tools like lathes, CNC machines, laser cutters, and even 3D printers to check with a state database to make sure that you're not printing ghost guns or ghost gun accessories. But this really isn't about ghost guns. This is a full-on war on manufacturing. Now, you almost lost the ability to buy these tools online. Not kidding. That was in the bill up until the final moments, but they removed it. All right, now let's get into it. And that's not all. This gets way worse and so dystopian that this is almost unbelievable. They are even working on requiring background checks to buy these common tools in person as well. Seriously. Right now, every one of these machines sold in New York now has to come equipped with software that scans your design files before it lets you cut, drill, or 3D print anything. A detection algorithm running on your machines, watching your files, deciding how you are allowed to use the tools that you bought and paid for. The language is so broad that the popular homemaker machine called the Cricut is included in this legislation. The bill is called S9005. It's the New York fiscal 2026 budget. This is not a firearms bill. It's a budget bill, and it was just made into law. Think about what that means. A budget funds schools, pays state employees, keeps hospitals running, keeps the lights on in every government building in the state. They took all of that, held it hostage, and said that they're not signing any of it until we get control of your machines. It was due April 1st. It got extended 9 times and buried inside. Part C is language that covers every machine capable of making three-dimensional modifications to an object from a digital design file. CNC mills, CNC routers, lathes, 3D printers, anything subtractive, anything additive. If it takes a file and it makes a physical object, New York just put it under government surveillance. The law requires every one of these machines to be equipped with what the bill calls blocking technology. That's firmware or software that evaluates every single file against a firearms blueprint detection algorithm. And if the algorithm says no, the machine doesn't run. There are no exemptions for researchers, no exemptions for commercial manufacturers. The automotive industry, the aerospace industry, the medical device industry, all running CNC equipment, all now subject to machines that have to check in before they do their cutting. Not even federally licensed gunsmiths are exempt. Here's the part that they really didn't quite think through. The algorithm reads shapes, geometry. It looks at a file and asks, does this look like a firearm component? A pipe looks like a barrel. A bracket looks like a receiver. A tube, a housing, a mechanical connector. Every one of these shares geometry with something on a prohibited list. One manufacturer ran their open firmware through the proposed algorithm before this passed. It flagged 17% of completely legitimate prints. No surprise. Engine parts, brackets, jigs, tools, all flagged. The machine then locks, the job doesn't run, and you don't get an explanation. Just a machine that won't move and maybe even reported to the state. There's also a firmware problem. The majority of desktop machines like this, CNC and 3D printers, they run open source firmware, things like Marlin and Clipper, built and maintained by volunteers, not connected to a state database. A lot of this is even private software, not built for compliance infrastructure. It's not capable of this without being completely rebuilt. New York just mandated something that doesn't exist and can't be built in the way that they described. Adafruit's Philip Tyrone put it simply, "We don't require table saws to scan wood for weapon shapes. We don't require lathes to phone home before turning metal." But that's exactly what this law does to every machine, every file, and every job. Except, here's what New York didn't tell you. The technology, in fact, does exist. A Spanish company called Print & Go already built it. And I've done a video on it previously, and I'll have that linked in the description. Their software is called 3D Gunt. It checks every print job against a database of gun blueprints and uses AI to flag those shapes of common firearm components before the machine runs. Now, the Manhattan District Attorney has been citing it by name in letters to Creality, to Flashforge, and to other manufacturers, threatening them with legal exposure if they don't adopt it. That campaign started back in 2025 before this bill existed. The DA was already threatening manufacturers with the software before the law mandated the software. Now, the governor's budget provision, it didn't create a new requirement and then go looking for a solution. They built the enforcement mechanism first, then they wrote the law to match it. Now, there is a second part of this bill that barely got covered. Subpart A, sections 2.10 and 2.11. It makes it a Class E felony to distribute or possess a digital design file that could produce a firearm component if you share it with anyone who isn't a federally licensed gunsmith. A journalist covering this story, a researcher studying it, an artist, anyone who sends a file without first verifying that the recipient holds a federal firearms license and a New York gunsmith registration, felony. And that's just what made it into the budget. Sitting in committee right now, not yet passed, but very much alive, is Assembly Bill A2228 and its Senate companion, S3562. Same bill, both chambers. It would require a full firearms background check before you can purchase any of these tools. The kind of background check that you do when you buy a firearm, except for a 3D printer or a CNC machine or a lathe. This isn't a series of isolated proposals. This is a campaign. The surveillance mandate passes first. Get the machines online, get the files scanned. The in-person sales requirement, it comes next. Control the point of purchase. The background check bill is the last door. Once that closes, you need the government permission to own the tools at all. This is that same pattern that we've been seeing year after year. They pass it, then they bury it, then they enforce it on people who build things, fix things, or make things. And it spreads because Washington passed theirs first. New York followed. California's version is already drafted. Once one state sets the template, the others copy it. And the manufacturers build it into every machine that they sell everywhere because it's cheaper than making two different product lines. Your machine anywhere watching every file. They told you that this was about ghost guns. A ghost gun epidemic. That's what they called it. Classic safety-enriched fear-mongering. For that, every single CNC machine in the state gets a surveillance chip. Every file gets scanned. Every online sale gets banned. Every small shop, every garage, every fabrication business, in person only or not at all. This isn't a firearms law. It's a manufacturing law, and they buried it in the budget because they knew exactly what it was.